It's Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and that's the day that we jump in our little car and head off to talk motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
That's the way. You're going to achieve something amazing today. You're going to make data and data collection sound interesting.
It's often thought of just being number crunching, isn't it, by technical nerds. Yet those who understand and use the significance and use it in an honourable way, data, have a great revelation about what's going on. And actually, one of the heroes was Florence Nightingale that said, if you want to understand God, study statistics, which I thought was rather interesting. We'll come to that. But the point about it is that there are these great heroes of data. There are people who aren't just crunching numbers. They're actually bringing about social change, identifying what are the real issues that are happening there and helping develop projects that are fit for purpose.
David, we're used to superheroes like the Justice League, where the likes of Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman come together. But today, you're going to tell us about the heroes of data.
There is also a group called the Algorithms Justice League, I think. let me mention Florence Nightingale, that she is known, of course, as the lady with the lamp. She hated that epitaph, but she did it to get understanding, not just to appear like a floating angel in doing that. And if you read any good biography of her, they say first and foremost, she is a statistician. Now, people have condemned her, the great majority laud her work as being fantastic, but a few people of Narki said, well, the death rate in her hospital was very poor. Yes, we know that because she measured it, yeah. And she found that it wasn't the injuries from war, it was communicable diseases like typhus and so on that allowed her then to say, let's get into cleanliness rather than just trying to be a goody two-shoes.
And who else would be part of the Heroes of Data League, David?
I like literature as well, can give us some great examples. No better, perhaps, than Sherlock Holmes, who was arrogant and pontificated on, but he knew that you had to have data. He said, it is a capital mistake to theorise before one has data. Insensibly, one begins to twist the facts to suit the theories instead of theories to suit the facts. Well, I think we could have a few examples of that from the modern era, could we not?
Oh, absolutely. Isn't this where we get lies, damn lies, and statistics from?
Yeah, absolutely. He said, there is nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. And I think that just so clarifies what has been examples of people just using a one-dimensional fact as though it explains everything. Now, there are some modern people who we would call heroes of data, and there's two guys who wrote a book called Calling BS, The Art of Skepticism in a Data-Driven World, only they didn't use the abbreviation BS.
Oh, they used the actual term.
They used the full word, and in fact, they've started a course at Washington University with that same title with the full word being used in it. BS involves language, statistical figures, data graphs, and other forms of presentation intended to persuade by impressing and overwhelming a reader or listener with a blatant disregard for truth and logical coherence.
Now, David, a lot of our listeners around the Upper Hunter are wondering why we're talking about the Heroes of Data, and that's because you've become the narrator of Heroes of Data recently.
Yes, we did a short video, and it was raised at a conference. So we did a video with some of the quotes that I've just done and put it up on the internet. In a way that data, and there's big projects happening up there in your area, how good has been the data to get the most from it? We might like the idea of the bypasses, I do, but what is going to be the best example of really understanding how many are bypassing and how many will be affected by the projects that we propose? Confucius said, the intelligent man understands the value of things. The less wise man only knows the price.
Well, all of that and plenty more can be found on David's new video. That's on YouTube. I might even see if I can get a link up that on there when I post this up on the website. And, of course, we'll talk more motoring next week when David joins us again on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.